You know, I know the calendar says that we're in fall, but it's not necessarily starting to feel like that we're in fall. This is the Bomber Buzz here on Classic Hits 101.7. It's still a pretty hot evening out in Russellville as we're getting you closer to kickoff of another 6A West Conference matchup. The Mountain Home Bombers on the road to take on the Cyclones of Russellville. The Bombers have never won in Russellville, hopefully trying to end that streak tonight. Going to have a guest, Marcy Cudworth, a cross-country and track star at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, here in just a couple of minutes. Waiting on that phone call to come in. Should be a good one there. Always love talking to Marcy. But a lot of stuff going on. You know, you got the Major League Baseball playoffs. My Cubs, of course, did not make it, so I haven't just had a vested interest of this. But it's a lot more relaxing, you know, because you could just sit back and all the heart-wrenching moments, you know, I don't have to deal with that. You know, I'd like to deal with that again here in the future, but I don't know. They'll probably figure it out. I want to give a big shout-out. Big shout-out to our Bomber Boys tennis team. 5A East Conference champions. They are, of course, the champions of the 5A West. A lot of good overall teams in that. Valley View is pretty stout. Searcy's pretty stout. There were a lot of good individual and doubles pairings sprinkled throughout the conference. That their team might not have been the greatest, but they were okay. But our Bombers got it done. You know, Finley and Pierce, they always do pretty good. I can't wait to see what goes on in their future, in their tennis future, and, you know, Finley when he goes off to baseball. But, you know, our guys did an excellent job. Along with Stratton Smith, Noah Rechtenwald, Landon Horn, Strat Rucker. I know I'm going to be forgetting some bunch of names here, but shout out to them. Mary Charles McConnell also made it to state, so that's a big accomplishment for her. Our Bomber tennis teams, they rounded out their season, along with our Lady Bomber golf teams. They finished in ninth position at state. That's a big accomplishment just to make it to state. Abby Eden, she did her thing. She shot an 82, which is pretty good. Anna Torres shot an 88. Again, they finished ninth overall in Class 6A. So that's Class 5A in golf. That's an incredible accomplishment for them. Shout out to them. Lady Bomber volleyball team's rolling. They've slowly been playing good lately. You know, they've won. They had a big win at West Memphis. That was a very, very rocky match over there. We were up 2-0, and then suddenly it's 2-2 going to the fifth set, and you're like, oh, it's... It's got interesting. They won a game at Paragold. They have a lot of matches coming up. They have senior night coming up right around the corner, and then hopefully the Class 5A State Tournament in Van Buren. You can catch all of their matches except for the Conway Wampuscat Invitational coming up on the Bomber Sports Network. Yours truly has the call on those, so those are always fun. Tune in. It's a lot of fun, a lot of great events going on the Bomber Sports Network, in addition to Bomber football as well. Another big thing right around the corner, Bomber tip-off. Roughly 30 days away, November 9th. It's almost the start of basketball season. I've been watching our boys and girls practice. I think our girls are going to have a great shot to go make a run at a state championship this year. You know, about as good a chance as anyone else has. You know, if they're named Farmington, Valonia, Greenwood, Green County Tech, you know, the usual suspects at the top. But I like our girls to go make a deep run and hopefully bring home some hardware at the end of the year. Our boys, you know, they lost a decent amount last year, but they have a good chunk of pieces coming back. It should be a fun and different look for them, but I can't wait to see what all that they have in store this year. Just a lot of good things going on in Bomber Nation. You know, when you transition from the summer to the fall and even into the winter, well, mainly just the summer and the fall, you kind of got... You got a bunch of sports going on. There's going to be a little stretch where football's going on along with cross country and basketball and everything and cross country. Forgotten them almost. Jackson Free just been tearing it up. I love our boys cross country team. They're gonna have a great chance to again bring home some hardware as well in the state meets and the overall state meet and pretty much the rest of the meets that they run this year. They've been just tearing it up on the course. But in the meantime, we're going to take a little break. I see the red dot flashing. Marcy Cudworth's on the other end of that line. We're going to take a short little break here on the Bomber Buzz. We're going to talk to Marcy Cudworth on the other side of this break.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Back here on Classic Hits 101.7, this is the Bobber Buzz. We have our guest. She was a six-time all-conference in cross-country and track in high school, five-time all-state, three-time individual state champion, 2020 team state champion, the 2021 Mountain Home Athlete of the Year. She finished second in the 10,000-meter final in the OVC Championship last year and won the 5,000-meter by over 5.5 seconds. This is none other than Marcy Cudworth. How about that intro?
Oh, I know. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think I left probably a decent amount off, but...
Yeah.
Which one of those is your favorite? Like, which one of those did you feel like, wow, that was awesome?
I think the OVC one, or honestly, my pass at Mountain Home.
Yeah? I mean, it's when you list it, it's a lot.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't really pay attention to how much, like, happened at my... Like, all my time at Mountain Home. So, like, people are like, oh, yeah, you did this and this and this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. How many state championship rings do you have in your possession?
I have two individual, then one state champion one.
That's more than a lot of people see, like, as a school.
Yeah.
So, how's things going at Euler right now?
They're going good. We're about to be wrapping up preseason. So, we have Alabama in 2 weeks. I think it's called the Crimson Invite or something like that. And then we have our OVC Cross Country Championships at UT Martin the first week of November.
So I noticed that the cross-country schedule in college is a lot different than high school. You know, you roughly have one or two events, sometimes three in a month, but now it seems like you go a month in between events. I mean, is that a big change?
Honestly, yeah, because, like, in high school we ran every week. And this year, like this year we have, like, it's, like, every other week now. And after Oklahoma State last week, we're having like 3 weeks off before Alabama, and then we have another 3 weeks off before OVC. So, I mean, I feel like it helps a lot with, like, not having races back-to-back-to-back, like, every week, because it gives us time to, like, relax, like, get everything under control if we have a flare-up or something like that, and just get, like, our body and minds right for the next race so we don't feel, like, overworked or anything like that, really.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your schedule. I mean, you have that, and then you said you go to Alabama, and then you have the OVC Championship. So it's not like there's just a ton.
No, yeah. And, like, I think just with cross, like, during the fall, it gets so hot, too.
Yeah.
Where it just gets, like it's different than, like, track and field, because in track, like, okay, you're like, okay, the weather's pretty nice and everything like that. But cross is just, like, the heat just takes everything out of you. Especially, like, during races and all that, because we're running, like, 6Ks, and the guys are running, like, 8Ks and 10Ks.
God.
So it just takes so much out of you, too, for sure.
So you're a distance runner. You run cross-country. And then do you only run the distance events in track and field, the 5 and the 10,000?
Yeah, so those two are my main events when it comes to, like, conference time and all that. The 5K is my sweet spot, but usually, like, if we have, like, a meet here and there, and he just wants to see us, like, do, like, some quick turnover or something like that, I'll run the 1,500 meter. But mostly the 5K is my main thing.
So you have to prepare very differently between the 5 and the 10K, I would imagine, correct?
Oh, yeah. Like, different workouts and everything like that. Because for the, like, the paces for the 10K and 5K are completely different. And, like, there's double the lap as well. So, I mean, you can't do your 5K pace in your 10K pace, you're going to be fried the next 3 miles of it, really.
Yeah. So a lot of people, and this is a common misconception, but not for, like, you or me that knows the process of everything. People just think, like, in distance running and cross country, you know, like the Olympics happened this summer. People were wondering all over social media, how come they're not going, like, 100% all the time? I'm like, well, they'd probably die before they got to the start-finish line. So is it hard to, or is you just wired so far to kind of just pace yourself, or do you ever think, like, man, I got to catch up, or is it just you've finally just become patient?
Like, honestly, like, for me, like, I just have to be patient because, I mean, you always want to go with the front group and all that and see, like, how hard you can hold on. But then sometimes you get to, like just say for a 5K, it's, like, 12 and a half laps. If you're not with the top group and they're, like, a minute ahead of the pace you're trying to go, you're immediately going to be fried, like, with, like, a mile and a half left. So usually, like, pacing wise and just being patient, sticking to, like, what you want, like, what you have to do for yourself and all that, always work out better than trying to, like, run as fast as you can for as far as you can and anything like that.
Yeah, because I noticed, I think it was the 5K I watched. I had it up in my office when you were at your conference championships. I was just flipping between all of our spring sport athletes that are gone away from Mountain Home. But I noticed you want to kind of hang with that lead pack, and then, like, you know, probably the last quarter of it, you want to kind of crank it up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, like, my Coach Hyman and I, we had a plan during that 5K. It was just stay, like, patient the whole entire time. And, like, he was going to tell me when I needed to take off and all that. Because that girl that was with me from Southern Indiana, she was like, she has a kick towards the end. So I'm like, okay, I don't really have big of a kick she does. But I know if I get her with like a K left or like an 800 meter left, then I can for sure win this thing. So it was all just about being patient during that time, knowing what I can do in my like area and expertise and all that, really.
So we'll go back further in the past, you know, your younger days. When did you realize that you were going to be, or this could be an avenue for you to have success at a sport and even pay for college? When did you realize you were pretty good at distance running or just running in general?
Well, honestly, like, I want to say, like, so, like, junior high, I know it's really in the past and all that. So, like, 8th grade and 9th grade, I was on the junior high team and all that. And, like, the first bummer invite, like, I won it, and I was running there with, like, Emma Martin, the one that was ahead, like, a grade above me and everything like that. I was like, okay, this could be something I could, like, keep doing and like actually be good at, and so like throughout high school and all that. And then honestly, when I wanted to start like running in college was probably at the end of my sophomore year and like going into the summer of my junior year of high school. I'm just like, you know what, I mean, I might as well shoot for the stars on this one and see how far I can go. So
I mean, that's pretty deep words right there. So also when you were in high school, you not only did cross country and track, but you also played softball, if I'm remembering right, unless I've just completely forgot.
No, for sure did.
So did you find that that was kind of a good escape from that? Because I talked to Kai Bickford a couple weeks ago, and he said that, like, you know, between cross country and track, when he played basketball, that was kind of his change of pace, that was kind of his escape for a little bit. So he said it, he didn't think he would get burnt out, but it was just nice to have that change of pace and something.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I did softball way before I ever like decided running and all that, so softball was always just that first like sport for me and everything like that. I feel like that was kind of like a good escape as well, I feel like. And then like even when my senior year when I did track and softball, like, it was nice having that, like, even though I was still training and running for, like, track season during the time, I was still out with the team having fun and all that during softball practice and just living in, the, like, those last moments I knew that I was going to be touching a softball and everything like that. So I feel like that helps with not having to be burnt out as much in track and everything, since, like it's a long season and everything like that. From, like, cross to track, you don't get an off season like other sports do, because, like, you always have to be constantly training for the next, like, event or anything like that, really.
So, back to your high school days again. So, your senior year, I think it was your senior year, you had a lot of events wiped out, and that took out a big chunk of your high school part of your career. I mean, what's something that stood out during that time? I mean, did you think that everything would be fine, or did you think this would be just short, or what was your mental process during that?
My junior year was when everything got cut short and all that. So, like, going into my senior year, I was like, okay, things are going to be a lot different than what I thought my senior was going to be. Like, you didn't know if, like, meets were going to get canceled or anything like that because of the COVID outbreak or anything like that. So it's just more just about having the perspective of being, like, I still get the chance to do what I wanted, like, love to do and everything like that. So I think it was just, like, always hoping for it to keep going and not just be like, okay, one more that I'm done. If that makes sense, really.
Because there's two different things I thought of during that. Is like, well, you hate that the seniors missed out on stuff, but there were a lot of athletes in your class where, you know, your junior year is your most important when it comes to college, if you want to play in college, of course, you know, whether it's baseball, basketball, what have you. So it's there were a lot of athletes that I don't want to say, like, settled for lower than what they could have been. But I mean, there was a lot of meat on the bone for a lot of athletes, and I was just wondering if that was, you felt that you still had a good process going through your junior into your senior year, even though you had an important part cut out.
Yeah, so like coaches really base on like your times off the track. They don't really like base your times off of cross country because every cross country course is different. But the track, I mean, it's still that same 400 oval that you run on every single day. So I think it was kind of hard at first because I'm like, okay, I'm not getting like as many like recruitment calls as I thought I was going to get just based on cross country. But I mean, I had a good enough relationship with Coach Hine where I met him through Ryder Pierce and all that. So, like, and Ryder kept telling him, hey, she's good, just give her a chance and all that. So I think just having that, like, boost of confidence that they still saw the potential in me going into my senior year helped a lot with me trying to get more recruitments out and everything like that.
So you go from Mountain Home and then you go off to Arkansas Tech. How many other schools did you have kind of talking to you out of high school?
Oh, I want to say about maybe 20 schools.
And you settled on Arkansas Tech. I mean, I know their program's really good over there. I mean, it seemed like you were in really good hands over there.
Oh, yeah. No, Coach Hine, he's awesome. I mean, I followed him to University of Arkansas Little Rock, too. So I just saw what he was building with the program when I was getting recruited at the time because he was in his first year. I think it's his first year at Tech when he was recruiting me and all that. And, like, I met the girls and all that, saw what he wanted to do. And, like, he was very similar to, like, his, like, personality to, like, Ryder Pierce, which I really liked running for him and all that when he was here at Mountain Home. So I feel like with Coach Hine, I just had that, like, we just had that connection as like an athlete and coach to where, okay, he sees the potential in me, he sees the success I'm having, we can go even further like that.
And then, you know, you go to Euler. Now, Coach Hine, I know you said he went from Arkansas Tech to Euler. He's got a big Arkansas background, so he has all those connections, like Coach Ryder Pierce, well, he's not coaching anymore, but he was one that he helped get a lot of kids into running in college.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Ryder has helped out a lot with, like, so many of us that went to, like, A-State, UCA, and then me coming here with Hine and all that. He's helped a lot with just, like, getting us out there, helping us through the recruitment process and all that. And then just showing us, like, hey, if you really want this, you can work for it and you can make it happen.
So the day that you have a cross country meet in college, what's that day or day before preparation like?
So like the day before, we have a pre meet. So it's usually like an easy 15 to 30 minute run, just going off of how you feel really, and then we hit a couple of 200s either on a grass track or the regular track. And it just likes to feel like you're pit, like you have to hit a certain pace and just feel out that pace for that 200 to make sure it feels smooth and all that, because that's the pace you're going to be hitting for the next 5K and all, 6K and all that the next day. And then it's either it's like a travel day after that. So we hit it early in the morning and then we travel right after that to wherever we're going.
And then I'd imagine it's pretty similar for running a 5K or a 10K or a 10 meter and a 5 meter.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
So what is the college life like at Euler? I mean, is it are you not, like, overwhelmed, but, you know, I hear people say, you know, oh, I can handle it easy, and there's other people that they say that they're just sinking. Like, how's that load to kind of balance out academics, athletics, and then, you know, just getting sleep at night?
I mean, honestly, I feel like it's a good balance. I found out my perfect balance and all that. Because, like, we have practice, like, early in the morning, like, 6, 7 a.m. in the morning every day. So, I mean, you can't really, like, do anything, like, late at night because you want to be, feel well-rested and prepared for the next day and all that. So, and then our teachers work, our professors work really well with us during, like, meets and all that. Like, okay, you have practice or you have a meet this day. We can make it work to where you don't have any missing assignments and all that. And, like, they're very considerate with you, like, on the workload, too. It's just you make, like, you always need to build, like, good relationship with your professors and all that, because in the long run, they'll help you out a lot. Even if you, like, seem, like, feel really stressed and just because of, like, how much you're having to be more a part of the athlete than the student, I mean, they'll understand and they'll help you out immediately right away. But I feel like I have, like, a good balance here, just, like, prioritizing, like, the main stuff, like, school first and then running and then like extracurricular after that and so forth on.
That's kind of what I've just noticed, and this is to anyone else that's listening. You know, build those good relationships with your professors, and even in high school, build those relationships with teachers. I mean, because they'll help you out. It's not like, you know, whether you pass or fail, they get paid the same way in college. No, a lot of, in fact, a good chunk of professors actually want to see you succeed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I have a lot of professors here, honestly, that I have good relationships with because they understand, like, my route. Like after college and all that, they want to see like me put like what they're teaching me into like my future plans and all that. So, and like they've been down the same route too and everything. Like they understand how hard it is and how much you like want to like succeed and everything like that. And like they understand like if they had a professor that like didn't care about it, then they wanted to be different than that professor. So it helps a lot that they see like both perspectives of being the student and then they're now the professor. So.
And that's a big connection as well. I did have a question. I was wondering, you know, I was watching the OVC Championships, and I saw you win the 5,000 meter, and I don't know if this is the same in the 10 and in cross country. Are you chasing a time, or do you have to finish in a certain spot to move into regionals or the national championship in running events?
So for track, it's like, so for track day one, it's like completely different than like all the other divisions. So it's like you have to be, I believe, the top 40 in each, like, region. So I think for us, I think we're in the West, but I could be completely wrong. So it's like you have to be in the top 40 in the West to make it to, like, prelims. And then after prelims, you go to nationals after that.
And
so
it's
basically just, like, placement.
Because it was just, because I kept looking to see where you'd be like at a regional, and I saw you win your conference. So I'm, in my head, I'm thinking it's like any other sport. You know, if you win your conference tournament in basketball, you know, you go to the NCAA tournament. So I was just wondering how that worked pretty much.
No, yeah, it's completely different than any other sport. Sometimes it's like you can do everything right and still not make it, or you can be like it can be your fastest time you've ever ran, and you still don't make it by like half a second or something like that. Like, this sport is all about, like, doing the work and all that. And I feel like sometimes you feel like you can put everything in and then just still be, like, just miss it by, like, a hair stack or anything like that. So you always be, like, on your game during each time because, I mean, you never know when it could be your last or, like, when you could be, like, a half second off from making it to the next round, really.
Yeah, I mean, of course I hope you make it, you know, run as fast as you can this year, cross country and everything. I wondered this also because I'm around your brother a lot and he's also really fast. Mm-hmm. Where in the world did this speed come from? I mean, were Stephanie or Chris just a blinding athlete and I just haven't heard about it or what?
Honestly, neither of them have ever ran like actually like cross country or track. I mean, Dad did football and baseball all his life and then Mom did a little bit of basketball and then she played volleyball throughout high school. But I mean, I guess the speech is, like, natural, really. It's, like, it's a gift.
Because it's, like, I always, now it's a very small handful. He could just be having a good day, but I always see, like, old Tater. He's always at the front of a lot of the running that they do, and he's a speedster. I know when he was in JV, and they put him in as a pinch runner anytime I see him in baseball. So that usually means that you're pretty fast. But I was just wondering where all that speed came from.
No, yeah, I got the long distance, and he's got the foot speed. Like
he's got the short distance.
Yeah.
So we are getting closer to kickoff in Russellville. The Bombers are 4-1. Have you been keeping up at all?
Oh yeah, I've been watching every week.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're vested in it. You know, you got a coach and a brother playing. So, or your dad's coaching and your brother's playing. But so they're in Russellville tonight, and I ask this with every guest before we have a game: do you have a score prediction for Bombers in Russellville?
I mean, obviously, I have the Bombers winning.
Well, yeah.
I mean, pretty biased, you know.
I've yet to hear someone pick against the Bombers. I don't think that'll happen, but it'd be kind of jarring if that did happen.
Be like jaw dropping, yeah. I don't know. I want to say maybe 21-6.
Ooh, I like it.
Thank you. I try.
I like it. We have not won a game in Russellville. We've only played them 7 times, and both teams have won all of the home games. So we're, yeah. I want to say we're 3-0 at home, and they're 4-0 at home, or vice versa. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's just we're trying to break that barrier, get to 5-1. But that's your prediction, 21-6.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Well, before we cut you loose, is there anything you want to say? You know, you want to shout out Chris or Stephanie or somebody else or anything else?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Shout out to my mom and dad for everything they've done for me. And
shout out to them.
Be the best brother ever.
Yeah, well, he's the only brother you have. So he is technically the best brother you've ever had. So
I mean, he doesn't have to be the best if he's the only.
Well, just by default. But Marcy, you're the bomb. Good luck this year.
Thank you for having me on here and everything like that. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk a little bit more in track season. But, Marcy, again, I appreciate you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a little break and then bring you a preview of Bombers versus Russellville here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's about that time. Bomber football is going to kick off against Russellville tonight. In Russellville, again, the Bombers have never won in Russellville, but they're going to try to change that tonight, and I think that they do. The Bombers have been playing good. You know, they had that bump of the road last week against Shiloh Christian, but for one half of football, Mountain Home was giving Shiloh everything that they wanted. You know, there were one or two mistakes that Shiloh was able to use to snowball on us, but anytime you play a good team, you know, that's going to happen. So when you play the Shilohs, the Greenwoods of the world, the Fayetteville, schools like that, you know, they're gonna capitalize on mistakes just like we've capitalized on the mistakes of the teams that we've played so far this year. The conference is kind of getting lined out, you know, Greenwood, Shiloh, kind of 1-2 maybe, and then there's not a gigantic gap, but then you have a bunch of teams in the middle just kind of fighting for those last two home playoff game spots, the 3 and 4 spots. You know, you got us, Russellville's in there. I think Lake Hamilton's in there. Southside's certainly in there. All those teams they're fighting for two spots to be able to host that first round playoff game. That's big. You know, when you can open up the state playoffs, you know, we were on a 4-year winning streak in the first round of the playoffs. We've been on the road all 4 games. It'd be nice if we could host one at Bomber Stadium and then go on the road in the second round, and you know, who knows what happens. I think if you finish third, you'd match up with whoever's going to finish second out in the East. I think that'd be like a Marion or a Benton or somebody like that. You let the chips fall where they fall, but you know, Mountain Home, you know, this next month or so, they have a big opportunity ahead of them. You know, they have Russellville coming up, Van Buren, Solemn Springs come to the house, and then we somewhere in there we go to Lake Hamilton. But those are all 4 games that, you know, going to be pretty evenly matched, going to be some dogfights. So it should be a good time over there. Russellville's about like us. We're in a 4-way tie for third with them, Shiloh and Van Buren, both at 1-1. Russellville is 3-2 on the season. They have wins over Greenbrier. That was a real just ugly looking game. It was 10-7. Greenbrier scored, I think, all 10 points in the second half. They lost a close one to Morrilton. There was a fight in that one. There were some players that didn't make it to Greenbrier. Just a lot going on. Then they beat Sylvan Hills on the last second play. I mean, I watched that game. That was during our off night. And then they defeated Van Buren 31-23, and then they were Greenwood's homecoming. They took it on the chin 63-14, which Greenwood's going to do that to a lot of folks. So they're going to be looking to bounce back, talk to Mickey Duval, their radio guy at Russellville. Sounds like they're going to be healthy pretty much. You know, nothing's really changed. So it should be a good game down in Russellville. Again, be sure to tune in on the Bomber Sports Network. We'll have kickoff for you at 7 p.m. You can listen on Classic Hits 101.7 and also streaming live at KTLO.com. Should be a fun game for that one. But in the meantime, I'm going to bid you adieu. We got to get ready for this game tonight in Russellville. Hopefully the Bombers come home with a victory, and then we'll have a sweet, sweet homecoming next week. This has been the Bomber Buzz. I'm your host, Dylan Conley. Have you a good weekend.